Monday, 30th, November 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for joining into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. Today, God willing, we're going to start into a new series of messages. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I told you many, many times, it's one of my, if not most favorite seasons. I thank God for living in a country that has designated a day for Thanksgiving. And I agree with you, every day should be and ought to be and can be a day for Thanksgiving as well. But to have a time set aside for Thanksgiving, to thank God for what He has done, I thank the Lord for that. And as you know, we're heading now toward the Christmas season. I want to start a series of messages with you from the prophet Isaiah in chapter 58. Chapter 58 of the book of Isaiah. And as we start into this scripture, I want you to realize that these scriptures are written for us. They're written for us, for our generation, for our time. I'm well aware that the New Testament is enfolded in the Old, and the Old Testament is outfolded in the New. We should always interpret the Word of God properly. We should rightly divide the Word of truth. We should always divide the Word of truth between law and grace. But dear friend, simply because it's in the Old Testament doesn't mean that it's law. All the grace of God that we find in. By the way, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And the just shall live by faith, we read in the book of Habakkuk. And we're going to see that our Lord Jesus Christ identified the Old Testament as proclaiming Him from the prophets and the Psalms, and of course, all the way through the book of Malachi. So from Genesis to Malachi, the Old Testament is a book that foretells and pretells of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the New Testament, we find the precious Old Testament being fulfilled. Again, Lord, please bless us with Thy Word. This is so important. We'll thank Thee for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't believe there's anybody who would disagree with this statement that as far as we as a nation and Western civilization are concerned, we are facing some big problems. Personally, I think that the conditions are ripe for the coming of the Antichrist. If somebody can come on the scene and give a reasonable promise to this world that they can put out all this rebellion, all of this strife, as someone has already said, be he God or be he devil, they are willing to follow him. However, until that time, we are to occupy until he comes, that is, he comes in the air. We read about that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The trumpet will sound, and the angel shall shout, and we shall be caught up together to meet the Lord and our loved ones in the air. But in the meantime, we are to occupy until he comes. Well, let me just give you the brief outline in Isaiah chapter 58 of where we would like to go for the next several broadcasts. And then I want you to go with me over to Luke chapter 24 as we see some of the words of our Lord Jesus Christ concerning this scripture that we're going to be studying. Again, Lord, please bless us with Thy Word. In Jesus' name, amen. In Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 11, and the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. He goes on to give the conditions for it prior to verse 11 and after verse 12. Verses 13 and 14, we'll be getting to those. But I want you to see this. He makes this promise that they would build the old waste places. They would raise up the foundations of many generations. They would be called the repairer of the breach. And they would be called the restorer of paths to dwell in. Now, with this in mind, if you'll go with me over to Luke chapter 24, our Lord Jesus Christ is risen from the dead at this time. He has appeared to the two men, Simon and Cleophas, who walked the road to Emmaus. And though they did not know at first who he was, our Lord Jesus Christ began to explain the scriptures to them, beginning in verse 25. And he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Now I want you to grasp that statement, all that the prophets have spoken. I am convinced we need to really get back into a study, an in-depth study of the prophets. And I'm thinking particularly at this time, the prophet Isaiah and the prophet Jeremiah. Of course, all the prophets are important. The reason some books and some prophets in the Old Testament are called minor and major, it has nothing to do with their importance or their priority. It simply has to do with the size of the book. And so Isaiah and Jeremiah, two of the major prophets because of their length, but all the rest of the prophets are inspired as well. Now notice again what he said. Then said he unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to have entered into his glory? Now what the Lord Jesus Christ has said, there's enough revealed for you in the Old Testament to know that Christ was going to die, that he would suffer, and that he would enter into his glory. And to prove this, listen to verse 27. And beginning at Moses, now where does Moses begin? That's Genesis. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And so the Lord Jesus Christ identified himself in the book of Genesis through the book of Malachi. Well, you say, well, how about the Psalms? Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because when the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to them again, and the disciples were in the upper room, verse 44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Well, hallelujah. And so the whole Old Testament, just as Paul speaks in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, these things are written for our admonition. They're therefore in samples or for examples to us, that we not fall into the same sin and suffer the same type of judgment that the dear folk in the Old Testament had to suffer. No, this is not an attempt to go back and put anybody under the law. And by the way, to put somebody under the law is to make the law a basis for their salvation. And we know that Christ fulfilled the law. He fulfilled every jot and tittle of the law. And the Bible makes it clear the law was our schoolmaster to direct us to Christ, but it is Christ that saves. I thank the Lord that we have that wonderful truth, the grace of God taught to us throughout the Bible and especially explained here in the New Testament. But I wanted to share this with you today, and this is about as far as we'll be able to get. So as we look into Isaiah chapter 58, you'll understand that we're dealing with scriptures that the Lord Jesus Christ himself used when he was presenting himself as being the suffering Savior who was written about throughout the complete Old Testament. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for thy precious word. The entrance of it giveth light. Lord, we need to hear from thee. Oh, how we need to hear from thee. And dear God, we're thankful that thy word is complete, and that the answer to every problem we can have is covered in your precious word, by example or by precept. It's all there. Now help us, Lord, to study, to show ourselves approved unto thee as workmen that needeth not to be ashamed. And dear God, as we look at these precious truths concerning restoring, building the old waste places and raising up the foundations of many generations and repairing the breach and restoring the path to dwell in, may we see the Lord Jesus Christ and his grace through it all, and may we be faithful to thee. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. May our Lord be pleased to bless each of us today. Make us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.